Attorney of Law. A fool and his money soon part. So wrote a wise rich man. But often the fool doesn't know just how fool she is. And even a successful man can ruin his entire career with one foolish blunder. So it was in the case of the Broasted Broadcaster.
Today's Point of Law is brought to you by Franken and Davis, makers of some of the finest merriment in CCO land. Remember, humor can save us if it's Franken and Davis.
This is Roger Erickson with today's Point of Law. Charlie Boone was a popular broadcaster for a leading radio station in...
Do you remember that, Senator?
I do remember that. That must have been 40 years ago.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
I understand you and Davis were kids at St. Louis Park High School and you used to listen to us.
We were at Blake, actually.
Oh, Blake, that's right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and of course we listened to you. Everybody listened to you. I mean, it was, you guys had like a 50 share back then, and Boone and Erickson, yeah. And we did, and that was, as I listened to that, I remember we were very proud of that parody of Point of Law, and it was okay. It was good. We could have, you know, we've learned a little bit in those 40 years since. But
I hope so.
Yeah. But no, you
fun.
Guys, and hey, can I ask you about Point of Law? Because it's something
certainly.
I've been wanting to ask for 45 years or something, or 40. I didn't think of it until after. Well, now, was that like a syndicated thing that was sent, you know, that other stations around the country did, or is that something you guys did? Or
no,
it
was syndicated, and it was written by a lawyer, a former lawyer in Los Angeles at the time. It's now in San Francisco. I think they sold it. But at the time, I think he was a former admiral in the Navy, and I went out and had lunch with him at the Coconut Grove. And first time I ever had a Cobb salad. And
you may have had the first Cobb salad.
Maybe. I think it originated there.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was fake. And they wrote it there, and it was syndicated around the country, but CCO wanted to be original. They didn't like the syndication idea, so they wanted someone locally to do it. So they held an audition, and I won the audition because I parroted the guy who did it before, being a former actor, and I did that show for 40 years, and I loved it.
Point of
Law.
No, I love Point of Law. And those are really well done and well performed. I mean, you guys did an amazing job. I mean, you guys were the best.
I appreciate
you still
that.
Are.
Senator,
so
from
don't
you,
go anywhere.
I appreciate that. And you're doing a great job in Washington for us, and we appreciate having you there.
Well, you know, it's an honor representing Minnesota, and we're just a great state, and I'm working as hard as I can. And I got my nose to the grindstone, and I got my head down, and just, you know, working for Minnesotans. But, you know, CCO at that time, and...
At this
and
time.
And at this time. But at that then it was... I mean, literally, didn't you have, like, an unprecedented share of the audience... like that no one in the country had?
Absolutely. Number one. Number one share of... We'd go back and forth between KMOX, St. Louis, but we always had, number one rating in the country of shares.
Shares of listeners. You're still great. It's always transition time these days and now for CCO. But that was a phenomenon in terms of how one station... could have you were the voice of Minnesota. There was just no doubt about it.
The upper Midwest. You got to realize, too, there weren't that many radio stations, no FM, no satellite, no, I mean, it was just a different world then.
Well, I mean, it was Saturday Night Live when we were doing that at first. We would get like a 40 share or something like that on Saturday night because there was only, it was NBC, CBS, and what was the other one? Oh, ABC. That's right. But I mean, and so the media world has changed in so many ways.
It has indeed. That's why Larry King retired.
Well, he also got old.
Oh! That's true, and he lost his money.
I mean... you know, happens too.
I'm thinking of coming back, though, like Brett Favre, because my knee feels better after all the joy that's been in the studio this morning.
I'll bet it does. I'll bet you feel like going on, continuing, because, you know, I mean, you must feel so at home. I mean, are you going to be, like, sitting at home with a mic? Is that what you're going to do? Is there going to be a mic
in front of
you?
I hope so. Yeah. Well, listen, it's great having you on the air this morning. We really appreciate it. And,
well, congratulations and unbelievable run. I mean, gee whiz.
It has been a gift.
Yes, it's been a gift to us. And I imagine for you it's been a gift. You know, I did radio for a while, about 3 years. And I know that seems like a flash to you, but there's nothing more fun. And you just gave so much joy and information and bon ami, if that is a word. But you're a wonderful, what a great career in broadcasting.
And I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator Franken.
Thank you, Charlie.
On behalf of Kay, Cindy, Bill Jr., and myself, we want to congratulate you on your retirement and for the many years you've been with WCCO and for the more than 20-plus years you've been advertising for Washburn McGreevy Funeral Chapels. Above all, we want to thank you and Carol for your many years of friendship. We wish you good health, good luck, and go Gophers!
Go Govs! He's one of the greatest Gopher fans, Bill McCreevy. Been a pleasure being on for Washburn McCreevy all these years. Thank you, Bill. Carol Sander was just on the line. She was the one that brought Carol and I together. She was at Normandale and sent Carol on a mission to be on WCCO Radio talking about adult educational adult competency or something like that, and brought us together. That's how it all happened. Say, on the line next is the host of me and Dave Lee in Tokyo, Japan, at the U.S. Embassy there. Vice President, Mr. Vice President, how are you?
Good morning, Charlie. I'm really enjoying this program.
Oh, we're having a ball, Fritz.
It's
you
wonderful.
Should be here.
Wow, I should. It's just wonderful. And I remember our visit together in Tokyo. I think you still got some tapes of that, don't you?
I think we do.
The one where David Lee was trying to order a hamburger in Japanese.
Yeah.
And, you might say a D-minus. Or something like that.
But it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say what others have said, but you have been such a wonderful influence in our state. You know, we've had some troubles recently in keeping our good manners and keeping a good attitude toward each other and keeping the conversation going. That's so important. And you're always, always there. Building the positive side, and I just can't thank you enough for a really wonderful career, and I hope you really feel good about it, because you should. And I myself had this chance over, was it 2 or 3 years, where I just come in and talk on Boone and Erickson together. We'd go into news issues, and it's one of the happiest times, except for having to listen to the hospital story.
Minnesota Hospital? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I forget how many times I heard that story. You're not doing it again tomorrow, this morning, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
We'll try to stay away from that. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it next June when we go to the Olog Theater again.
Okay. Any event, Charlie, thank you so very, very much for a wonderful time together.
Well, Mr. Vice President, Mr. Ambassador, Mr. Senator, we can call you a whole bunch of names.
Yeah, they do, too.
They do, too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Fritz.
Bye.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in.
Yes, a man you gave a clean bill of health to? Then he went out the door, walked a few steps, and dropped dead. What should I do?
Turn him around so it looked like he was on the way in.
Say, in a minute, we're going to talk to one of my very favorite guests here on CCO and all these years. I don't know how many years. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I want to welcome you to Nakoma Square Cooperative, exceptional senior living, 55-plus living, and it's in my neighborhood, ideally situated between Lake Nokomis and Minnehaha Park in South Minneapolis. And the cooperative is within easy walking distance of the post office, the library, several banks, churches, as well as a supermarket and other businesses. And you will enjoy the convenience of public transportation, easy commute to the airport, the Mall of America, golf courses, parks. It's a great place to live. And everything's right there. And you're in a real neighborhood. I'll tell you what, I want you to talk to Pam and get all the details, and I'll give you the number here. Here it is. It's a 612 number, by the way, 721-5077. 721-5077, Nakoma Square Cooperative, for all of you active seniors, 55-plus, independent living in Minneapolis, right by the lake.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Oh, boy, my wife's showing her true colors these days.
Is that right?
Yeah, hasn't been to the hairdresser's for 3 weeks.
You admit you broke into this gentleman's house?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'll admit right here before the judge. Yeah, I did it.
Did you do the job alone?
You bet your life, mister. These days you can't trust anyone. How's my boy doing in school, teacher?
Well, sir, your son will probably go down in history.
Oh, really? Well, that's good news.
Then, of course, he might do better in geography.
Saturday morning. Charlie Boone here. And we're stoked for the week, a few of those, and Roger Erickson's here, and a whole gang. Warren Kelly's here. My goodness, Rob Brown is here. Don Stoltz, Tom. The General, Denny Schulstedt is here. Bill Popp, and the former producer, Lebedoff. And Sue Zellickson's bringing me coffee. Oh, my goodness. You take good care of me. No, that's fine. Thank you, dear. My wife is here and her sister, Linda. Bob Van Tassel just came in. How are you, Bob? Hi, Betty. Yeah, you came up from Florida. Just special, right? Oh, you're fantastic. What people. Jack Farrell is one of the most positive people I've ever met. A dear friend. And I almost didn't retire because of you, Jack. I just
that's,
want. I,
that's so flattering.
I enjoyed being with you so much on Saturdays. How are you?
I couldn't be better, and I can see you're in fine fettle as well. And what a great day for you.
I should say.
I can only echo what everybody else has said. It has been wonderful chatting with you Saturday mornings from all points of the globe. You've probably done as much as anybody has in Minnesota for educating people on wine, etc. We've had a long, long run together, and it's been absolutely marvelous. Brilliant, talented individual.
Well,
everybody has gone on and said, but no truer words were ever spoken. You're just a genius at what you do, and it's so nice that you can leave on such a positive, upbeat note, and all I can do is wish you the very, very best in the years to come.
Wherever I go, people always say, I hear you on Saturday morning, and that Jack Farrell, he's fabulous. And I hear more kudos for you than anybody I've ever been on with.
As I've said before, I'm only fabulous because you can make anybody look good, and you have done that with me. You're my Machiavelli.
Jack Farrell, you're marvelous, and of course, he's the host of Haskell's. And how many Haskell's stores do you have now?
We have 11, and soon to be 12. We're going to open one in Burnsville, probably after the first of the year.
Fantastic.
So it's been great. And incidentally, from all the folks at Haskell's, we wish you nothing but the very, very best. Haskell's folks love Charlie Boone. We love WCCO. And in your future travels, all the best from all the folks at Haskell's, believe me.
Thank you, Jack Farrell.
From all of us at WCCO, thank you so very much, Charlie Boone.
Time for our Twins World Championship Parade on CCO Radio. Right now to Boone and Erickson leading the parade. Come in, Charlie, Roger.
All right, Howard, Charlie and Rog on the parade route. We're approaching the juncture where everybody will meet at 12th and Marquette. There's a big banner, number one, Twins number one. We saw one just down the road that said Twins Fever. WCCO.
751, 10 above on our Twin Cities. I look over and I see Patty Williams and her husband, Bob Williams, who helped me learn lines for Odd Couple and created the idea for our Dickens Christmas Carol at the Olog Theater, the concert reading. Good to see you. Great to see you. One of my dear friends, a man who saved my life, and he's been with me. I've been your patient for how many years?
I think 25.
25 years?
Yes.
At least. And not only a patient-doctor friendship, but a real solid. He's my brother. You are.
Well, thank you.
And
it's been a real privilege to know you in a variety of ways, not only professionally, where you've interviewed me at this very microphone in the past. It's been a privilege to be your physician, to be your friend, travel companion with you and your wife.
We travel the world together, yeah.
So it's a real privilege for Betty and me to have you as a very close friend and as a confidant. Can't say enough for you and what you've done for Minnesota. We've been listening since early this morning, and all of the calls that have come in congratulating you and sort of memorializing all the things you've done in the past, we couldn't agree more. And so thank you, what you've done for us, and certainly the state of Minnesota.
Thank you, Bob. And what you've done for the Minnesota Heart Institute Foundation and the Institute itself and at Alina Abbott Northwestern.
Yes.
An incredible career. I thought I was going to retire before you, but you beat me to it.
I retired after 39 years last January, and you just kept plugging along.
Yeah.
And doing so well. We're going to miss you. You know, one of the things, we always listen when we're here in Minnesota, but when we're in Florida, we tune in on streaming on our computer, and we feel like we're right back in Minnesota, right here in Minneapolis. So we're going to miss that a lot.
You're a great advertisement for people streaming, because a lot of snowbirds go down there to Scottsdale and Phoenix and out in California and Florida, and it's been cool down there, hasn't it?
It's been very cool in Florida, but we feel like we're home in Minnesota when we have you on in the morning. It's great. We're going to miss that.
Great to see you. Thank you for coming home.
Thanks for allowing Betty and me to be part of this celebration.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations.
Eric Escala and his very talented wife, Kathy Wurzer, are on the line.
This is like an almanac show. You've got so many big guests.
I know. How are you, Kathy?
Oh, I am great, Charlie. Congratulations.
Thank you. And how are you, Eric?
I'm fantastic, yeah. Charlie. And we wanted to call in, and we were just reminiscing here before we came on about when you and Roger came on to do Minnesota Hospital. Was it last summer or the summer before? And it's like one of the 25 great highlights of Almanac when we got to do Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, an Almanac. I still have them on tape.
Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, I almost fell off the couch. I was laughing so hard. But with both you and Roger on the couch, it was great. What talent.
Well, you are a delight to listen to, and Eric, we miss you.
Well, I miss you guys. But Charlie, you're going to find out that retirement is kind of fun.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I thought maybe I'd have to come back like Brett Favre. Maybe I'd reconsider.
Oh, well, you know, with what a career you've had. We were just kind of listening to some of the folks who've been on the air with you here this morning. And Eric and I were both saying, you know, we have been blessed to have been able to work with a person like you, and of course Roger Erickson, and just what an amazing career. You really are the consummate professional and just a grand, grand gentleman. What a gift.
And what a pleasure. Yes, it has been a gift. What a pleasure for me to work with you on stage doing the Broadcast Hall of Fame.
Oh,
thank
that
you.
Was great. That was a career highlight, too.
That was fun.
Are you two going to invite me to lunch the next time you go?
Sure.
Oh, don't we have to ask Don Stolz? Do we have to vote on this?
Well, Don is here, and you said to bring Roger, too.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right. I know you have all these lunch dates now. We've been listening to people saying you should have lunch, and so now we're on the list, too, okay?
You're on the list, too.
Charlie, right. You were so good to me and so supportive and always such a professional, and I learned so much from watching you and Roger, and congratulations. Thanks for everything, and good luck in whatever's next for you.
Thank you so much for both of you. Eric Escala and Kathy Wurzer. Great to hear you on our air.
Thanks.
Woo. See you later.
7:58, 2 minutes till news. The governor of Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, good morning. I'm honored to be on the show this morning.
Honored to have you on the show.
Well, sir, I do know that you have been on the radio longer than I have been alive.
No.
I turned 50 a few weeks ago, and I read here in my morning paper that you've been on the air for 52 years.
Almost 52 in July.
My goodness.
I didn't realize you were such a young guy. You're just a pup.
Well, I know I look like I'm a little road weary, but it's probably because I am.
You've been traveling lately.
That's right, Charlie. Well, congratulations. You know, I just wanted to call in on behalf of the people of Minnesota to say that you are not just a radio personality and a talent, but you're a Minnesota icon, but also the classy and gracious way that you conduct yourself, Charlie, both on and off the air, is a tremendous model for other people. I mean, you are courteous, you are generous, you are kind, you're always gracious, you're encouraging, and you give people positive feedback and energy and coaching, and I think it's such a tremendous, role model for other people and how they treat others and how they mentor others. I know you've mentored so many others and you've served in the community, and you really represent the best of Minnesota, not only just Minnesota nice, but Minnesota good. And I wanted to call and say thank you, Charlie, for all of these decades and of your service and talent, and both on and off the air, and sharing it with our great state.
Thank you, Governor, and great to have you on our air for all the years you were there.
Well, I pale in comparison. What little I did is nothing compared to what you've done. But you're not only a great talent, but you're a great person.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, you best of wishes in your next chapter.
Best to you. WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn.